On today's Religion and Ethics Report, the High Court has determined there is no legal obstacle to the government returning children to immigration detention centres on Nauru if it so wishes. I spoke earlier to the Primate of the Anglican Church in Australia, Dr. Philip Freer, about his reaction to the legal ruling and the challenge that faces the Prime Minister. Later, a fascinating look at the domestic and foreign policy challenges facing Germany as the number of refugees seeking asylum reaches 1.1 million and the German government debates tightening its laws. And we'll end with Spotlight, the Oscar-nominated movie which opened in Australian cinemas last Thursday, a true story about the Boston Globe's investigation into systemic sexual abuse of children in the Boston Archdiocese. The response of the director of the Australian Catholic Church's Film and Broadcast Office is that everybody should see it. But first, that High Court decision. The heads of two of Australia's largest Christian denominations today urged the Prime Minister to act to secure the future of the women and children at risk of being returned to detention on Nauru. The President of the Uniting Church in Australia, Stuart McMillan, called on the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, to intervene directly to prevent the return of more than 250 asylum seekers, including children and babies, to offshore detention. Quote, "Mr. Turnbull, I appeal to your sense of compassion. Please step in and make the moral decision to protect these vulnerable people." The Primate of the Anglican Church, Archbishop Philip Freer of Melbourne, expressed similar sentiments when I spoke with him a short while ago. Archbishop Philip, you've taken a strong interest in these issues over the years. Your cathedral, St. Paul's in Melbourne, has a large banner stretched across the entrance in support of just treatment for refugees and asylum seekers. The High Court has now made a legal ruling throwing the responsibility back onto the politicians. What do you say to the government?
Well, just because there's been a determination of the court that something is legally possible, of course, it's far from being necessary that this any consequence happens. And I think that the idea of sending children and babies into immigration detention on Nauru is unacceptable to anyone who would think for a moment about that. I've put this position pretty clearly to the minister. I've asked him what are the impediments. He's considered that there are some issues about people's security status of brothers and parents, but the people who've been here in Australia, it's impossible to imagine why you would send children and kids, babies, back to Nauru.
Some, more than one, have suggested that it's a policy of using cruelty as a form of deterrence.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for the Prime Minister to step up with something that changes that narrative. Because it certainly looks like you put people in a very harsh place, and that sends a signal which others would probably argue has been effective in stopping people seeking to come by boat and other means. But I think we're at a point where that kind of unlawful entry to Australia by boat is no longer the case. It's a very good time for us to recast some of our opinions about this, and I think for the Prime Minister to be able to step forward and say, no, this is not good enough. These children, these babies are not going to be sent to Nauru.
Do you think the pressure here now directly goes to the Prime Minister?
Well, I think it is. I think the pressure is on the Prime Minister to either just conform to the same sort of story we've been telling ourselves about this being a necessity, or to really say, as a country, with our values, what we think children and babies deserve, what kind of an upbringing anyone deserves that we can influence, that this is the time for him to step forward and change the stated policy of returning these very vulnerable young people into immigration detention.
Anglican Archbishop of Melbourne and Primate of the Anglican Church in Australia, Philip Freer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Dr. Philip Freer.